And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello, I'm Matthew Tosh, and with me this week is Steffi Barnett.
On today's show, we speak to the people behind Western Supermare Pride.
And if that's not enough, we'll also be talking handbags.
Love it. There's absolutely nothing stereotypical here.
It's loud and proud. It's colourful and oozing with information. And no, I'm not talking about Steffi's handbag. For the next hour, this is Shout Out, and we look forward to your company. Oh, here we are again. Good evening, Steffi. How are you doing?
Nobody done Anders bit. Or Lara's.
No, I mustn't.
Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
As far as I'm concerned, that's trademarked and copyrighted, and I'm not allowed to tread on any toes.
He's warned you off, has he?
I've had the email. With us this evening is Mr. Terry Starr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Pleasure to be here, as always.
It's lovely, lovely to see you. And we've also got James Wilkinson. Together, you'll be on the news a little bit later.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah, you're on that one, I think.
Hello?
No, we'll try that one. We'll work out how to get you in a minute, James. That's fine. What I wanted to talk about today is it is the 5th of July, and it's the very first ever Pride in STEM Day. It's an LGBT STEM Day. Now, STEM, if you're not familiar with it, means science, technology, engineering and maths. And so the community has got together and decided it's time to stand up and represent those who have been misrepresented, underrepresented in science, technology, engineering and maths over the years, and just help people shout about who they are and what they're up to.
Good.
Fantastic idea.
There's also an obscure one as well, Penguin Pride.
Penguin, go on.
Yes, and I think it's been held in Brighton. No, it's no joke. This is
for
actually,
penguins.
For LGBT penguins.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's no. The books. Penguin books.
The penguin. Sorry, I'm with you. With you now. Sorry, a little bit slow.
Penguin books are going to have their own pride.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, is this on the follow-up from they're doing all sorts of things, Penguin books, aren't they? It's Ladybird books are doing the old adults version, aren't they?
They are. They've updated the Ladybird books into something, satirical.
Really? Satirical?
Yeah.
Satirical Ladybird books.
What do you mean,
books?
Adult words? Is adult code ones. For pornographic?
No, not at all.
No, okay. just satirical. You could buy them in foils and Waterstones and places like that.
So lots of, it is Pride season, of course. We're going to be talking about Western Supermare Pride a little bit later. Of course, we've got Bristol Pride this weekend. Many, many Prides happening. And London Pride as well. I'm in London this weekend. Pride is happening. Pride in London is happening. And I'm indoors doing a lecture.
Oh dear.
Just as the Pride March goes past. Yep.
And Bristol Pride will be at Put St Paul's Carnival.
Indeed,
this Saturday. And BCFM, Ujima and BBC Radio Bristol are going to be broadcasting live. And Darren will be there with the team from Bristol Pride. And then, of course, Pride is the following weekend.
Absolutely.
In Bristol.
Yeah.
Which is great, because if you can't make it along, you can listen in and get the atmosphere through your wireless device.
Yes, that's very Terry Starr.
Was it? Well, I'm just paying homage to the man sitting opposite me.
The famous Terry Starr, yes.
The very
infamous,
famous.
Anyway,
we'll be hearing from Terry and James a little bit later with the news, but it's coming up to the time where we talk about 5 minutes from one of our guests. And this week, it's a very special one because it's live.
My 5 on Shout Out.
Yes, and this week's My 5 is from the Brigstow Project, and Polythedum is with us here. Good evening.
Plug her in now. Okay.
You may talk.
Off. She's off and running.
Hello.
Hello. Hi,
Polly.
Good to see you again. So what have you got for us this month?
Well, you've just been mentioning Pride season, and it's obviously a really big deal for us at Brigstow as well. Really good opportunity to raise HIV awareness and to reach out to people. So a lot of that. We will be at St Paul's Carnival, as you mentioned, as well, with Bristol Pride. And the Pride Festival the next week, we'll be doing a big kind of HIV and sexual health march with Unity and some other friends. And we've also got the HIV monologues coming up on Tuesday the 10th.
Oh, tell us about that.
Bristol Pride have got behind it's a theatre production. It's kind of award nominated, called the HIV Monologues, and they're going to be performing it at the Wardrobe Theatre, which is in the Old Market Assembly on Old Market. But it kind of follows the story of a young gentleman who has been recently diagnosed with HIV through his dating journey. So he starts dating another guy and his HIV status comes up, and it proves to be a little bit difficult between them, but it follows their relationship and how they deal with this, his HIV status together.
How they resolve it, which of course for some people is a very real issue.
Exactly, yeah. I think anecdotally, I hear at least that dating, whilst being HIV positive, can be really difficult. Mm-hmm. And it's really good that they're kind of raising awareness of that, and hopefully viewers will learn a little bit and it'll be entertaining too. And we'll be there.
So remind us when that one's happening.
So it's the 10th of July, Tuesday the 10th. I think either at 7 or 7:30 p.m.
And it's at the Wardrobe Theatre.
The Wardrobe Theatre, yeah. And there's still tickets left. Brigstow will be there, kind of repping services, so you could always ask us questions in THT as well.
Right, cute stuff. World AIDS Day, you've got stuff planned?
Yeah, so it's a big one. It's the 30th anniversary of World AIDS Day this year. So they've had, which I just think is mind-blowing in itself. So we need to make it bigger and better than before. The year just gone, we were really lucky in collaborating with loads of partners, THT, Bristol Bear Bar, Bristol Pride, and we put on a programme of events for 2 weeks. So we're just starting to do a shout out to people that want to get involved and either put a fundraiser on or put a talk on or to get hold of us, and we will support you in doing that and programme some events. I think that we need to make a big deal of it this time, definitely.
I'm glad you said that, because I do wonder sometimes when you've got something that's so well established. I mean, you said 30 years. Yeah. I can't quite believe it's been going that long. Is there a risk, though, it just becomes part of the calendar and people think, oh, yeah, it's World AIDS Day, and perhaps that kind of neutralizes or dumbs down the crucial messages behind it? Do you find it a challenge? Do you feel that you need to keep looking for something different to remind people?
I think we do. I think it is really challenging, to think of fresh things that are going to carry on engaging people. And even like the title World AIDS Day is not so relevant to us in the UK anymore. It's really about HIV. That's what we want to be talking about. So it's tricky. But I think coming together as a community and a wider community, hopefully we can make something really special happen.
So if people have got ideas to work with you or suggestions, what's the process there?
So just get hold of us. Check out our website to start with, which is brigstow.org. Contact us through that or on info@brigstow.org. Excuse me.
She's drying up. She's drying up, Stephanie. Get some water.
The stop button's
I have a bucket.
Give us a call on the office number, 01179555038, and we're on Twitter and Facebook. And we'll have comms coming out about it soon as well, but we'd really love to hear from you.
Can you do that number again? That's Bristol, 01179555038. 09555038, thank you.
And we'll make sure we retweet everything that you put out.
That would be ace. I will do that now.
Indeed. Anything else happening this month for you at the charity?
God, loads this month. So we are going to be at Harbourfest both days. We're going to be at Western Supermare Pride, so I'm really happy to see Nigel here. Always nice
who we'll be talking
him.
To later. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be there, which is always such a lovely event, to speak to the people of Western. And then it stops. It gets a little bit calmer for August, which, it'll be nice.
Put your feet up a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your voice back.
Now you will be back in a month's time, because every first Thursday you've got your podcast at broadcast here on Shoutout.
Yeah.
So you'll be back with are you going to be with anyone for the next one?
Yeah, so what I've been trying to do is track down a medical specialist to talk about HIV medication. So I'm hoping that we'll have somebody that can talk to me about that.
Well, you've got 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, so. Planning time. Okay.
Good. Medical professionals, if you're out there and listening, they are. You've had the call. It'd be really good. That'd be really interesting.
Yeah, just to know the science of, HIV drugs and stuff.
Indeed. Polly, thank you for coming in and doing your My Five segment live. Always a pleasure. And don't forget, if you've got ideas, the Bristol number is 01179555038. And the website address again?
www.brigstow.org.
She's such a professional.
Isn't she just?
That's brilliant. Polly Thiedham, thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you have a story you could tell in 5 minutes, get in contact. Visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Steffi, sing a lullaby to me. No, don't, please. That was Lullaby by Cigala Chic and Paloma Faith. I'm going to get hit, aren't I? I can just tell. Anyway, that was, enjoyed that very much. We're talking Pride. It is Pride season. And coming up shortly will be Western Super Mare Pride. And I'm really pleased that we're joined in the studio by Nigel Breers and Tim Northover, both of whom are involved in Pride. But good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Thank you for coming in. Nigel, you're one of the brains behind Pride. How long have you been going?
It's 5 years this year, five-year celebration.
I bet you've seen some changes in that time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's gone from a really small Pride, you know, just a few people, a couple of hundred people, right the way to last year where we had 3,500.
3,500 people, wow. It's taking place, I understand, you're expanding, aren't you?
We are. We've gone to a two-day event from this year for the five-year celebration. So we're doing the Saturday, which is the Pride Day, and then the Sunday. It's a very different feel.
Is it a chill-out zone?
It's more of a chill-out, more community, and we're trying to get the arts involved, so we've got a bit of dance and local artists getting involved and a bit of performance. So, yeah, a very different feel to the Saturday.
But is that what Pride's about? It should be engaging with the local community.
Yeah, absolutely, and we were very... very privileged with Western Super Mare that we really are passionate about carrying that message of equality amongst the community. And, you know, we've always kept the message that, you know, anybody is welcome at our Pride, and it's a safe Pride that, you know, everybody can engage with.
Now, Tim Northover, you're representing the GMB union. Why is it important that the unions seem to be supporting Pride?
Absolutely. Well, from GMB's perspective, it's absolutely key for us, because we believe that real equality is basically impossible without workers' rights. So for our part, it's an honour to support Western Super Mare Pride, because we're united in a common cause to achieve equality and fairness in the workplace and in the community.
Sounds good.
Nigel, now you've always had real big support from the town, especially the council.
Yes.
And other organisations as well that have supported you. Are the council still as vociferous in their support as they have been in past years?
Yeah, they're still there. They're at our side, and, you know, we're quite privileged, really, to have, you know, the teams that work with the events team. So we've got health and safety and what have you. They're supporting us to train the volunteers, you know, prior to the event. So that's a really nice thing to get involved in for the volunteers. But also the significance in Western Super Mare of actually getting that flag on the town hall. And also with the town council, they've just been amazing, and they have been for the last few years, where they, you know, they get all the councillors together and they put the flag up over Grove Park. And you know, people who see that, they know that Western Super Mare and the surrounding areas are welcoming for all.
Now, it's a very intimate Pride, isn't it? Although there's hundreds of people there, it is quite an intimate space, isn't it? You're quite close to the stage and the acts.
Yeah. And we are changing the infrastructure around this year because of, you know, hitting capacity last year. So don't expect what you got last year, because it's not going to happen. We're not going to be using the bandstand. We're putting a stage in there. And the community area and everything, it's going to have a whole different feel. And then already the council are working with us to look at how we can do that next year. Because we do want to stay in Grove Park. It's a beautiful setting.
It is,
and
yeah.
You know, it gives it a really nice feel. Yeah. So, yeah.
Now, Shout Out have been there with you,
yes,
but we've always
have.
Pre-recorded and had to do a recorded show a week later. This year is going to be special, because Shout Out's going to be broadcast in live like we do at Bristol Pride.
That is just amazing, Steph, and thank you for all your support over the last few years. It's just, it's going to be great having you there live, and yeah.
We're going to be on Radio WSM.
Oh, awesome.
And thanks to Rich Niblett for
thank you, Richard, for getting on board. That's great news.
And of course, Radio WSM take this show every week anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk about the programme that you've got lined up, because it's across 2 days. It'll start with a Saturday, first of all. We already know the focus is in Grove Park. What about the parade?
Okay, so the parade leaves Knightstone Island at 11 o'clock. So we're suggesting that people start getting there from about 10 o'clock onwards.
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock we're going to leave, and we've got the Amblin Band taking us down the promenade and then crossing over at the pier, down Regent Street, and then down through to town into the park, where they'll be welcomed by the Samba Band, which we're playing down there, and also our host, Fanny Burns.
Can I ask a practical question for people wishing to travel? Is it best to go on the train? What's the parking situation?
So the parking is available around the around Grove Park and in the NCP car parks. Travel by train if you can. GWR do a great service into the area, and they'll be rainbowing up all the stations. So come and experience the train element.
Like that, rainbowing up all the stations.
Yes, they do us proud every year, bless them.
Yeah, and of course there's quite a good bus service to Weston, isn't there, from Bristol?
There is. So yeah, use First Bus, you know, get on those buses, any public transport, rather than bringing your cars into the town. Yes, use the public transport.
Now, moving on to the acts, the headliners, there was some sad news, wasn't there, over one of the fizz?
Yeah, very, very sad news over the last couple of weeks of Jay Aston.
So we should say, of course, for people who are not familiar, that the fizz are your headline act.
They are indeed. So, yeah, the lineup initially was Cheryl Baker, Jay Aston and Mike Nolan. And unfortunately, Jay has had a diagnosis over the last couple of weeks. Mm. That has meant that she won't be joining us for Western Pride this year. We've sent our love over to her, sent her a card. And, it just seems right that, you know, we carry on with the fizz. We get Cheryl Baker and Mike Nolan to come and perform with us. Nothing's going to change, you know, and Jay is there in spirit.
Oh, that sounds good. And a nice thought that you've sent a card as well. So that's for the fizz. Any other acts that you're looking forward to? It's a bit unfair for me to pick you out as an organiser to pick out an act, isn't it? What a terrible question.
Well, and over this, sort of, you
I
know.
I should ask Tim, shouldn't I? Tim, you're a little, maybe a bit more impartial.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I think, you know, as Nigel said, it's a fantastic programme, and, you know, there may be some adversity on the way, but we just continue. We're not going to deter from that. And as well as the entertainment, it's also about communicating a key message and raising awareness. And for the GMB's point of view, it has to be about organising people in work and raising that awareness, because it's such a huge part of people's lives. And unfortunately, sadly, LGBT plus people suffer discrimination in the GMB are there to tackle that and stamp that out.
Are you seeing, obviously this is Western Supermare Pride, I don't want to dwell too much on national issues, but do you see any trends in the southwest compared to elsewhere in the country in terms of discrimination in the workplace?
Yeah, I mean, there's similar patterns all around, and it comes with the territory, because we're a general union organising in public services, commercial services and manufacturing, and unfortunately that awareness and the policies need working on, and the strength in the workplace amongst the membership to actually have that influence and bargain for a programme of equality and fairness. That's our objective, and that's what we're working on nationally. But of course, locally in Weston, it's very important to us, because there are several key employers in the area, such as ASDA, North Somerset Council, the hospital, you know, all key objectives where we're trying to organise and push for the same programme of equality and protections at work and better deals at work for everybody.
I don't think anyone can argue with that. Nigel, if people want to get involved, you've talked about the parade. To get to the after party, the after parade party, the after show party, as you call it.
The after show party,
that's,
yes.
That's a ticketed event, I believe.
It is. So, yeah. And the actual Pride event itself is a ticketed event. So it's £7 on the Saturday and £5 on the Sunday, or a weekend ticket is £10. And they're available at wsmpride.com. And then in the evening, on the Saturday evening, we've got from 8 p.m. till 4 a.m. at the Winter Gardens, we've got 4 hours of non-stop exotic cabaret. With Miss Jason headlining, and then Soraya Vivian and DJ Harry Hard are going to do 4 hours of dance.
We've been handed all the posters here. We've just been having a look at those. It does look very colourful. You're also available on the website. You mentioned the website address. I'll give you that again. It's wsmpride.com, and you can find all the information there, the times, the schedules, the routes, all the things that we've been talking about so far on the show. If you just joined us, I'm Matthew Tosher. With beside me is Steffi Barnett. We're talking to Nigel Breers and Tim Northover about the Western Supermare Pride, which takes place at the end of the month on the 28th and 29th of July. Now, the Sunday, you said, has got a very different feel, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, we've got local acts involved. You know, we really want to celebrate local arts, dance and comedy. So really, yeah, Jordan Gray has offered to come and host the second day. She's got a really fantastic show, the Extraordinary Show, and she's a brilliant stand-up. So to have her as the host on the Sunday, along with some local acts, and then at 4:30, we've got the brilliant Sean Evans coming to finish the day off.
Excellent. Sounds good. Now, it's not just about the stage, is it? Because there's a lot of activity that goes on around the stage and across the park with stands and stalls. Usually the police rock up in a rainbow car.
Yeah, you can get really sort of fixed on what acts are playing here and, you know, all of that. Let's not forget what Pride's all about. You know, it's we've had nearly 50 years of, you know, Pride, thanks to, you know, the beginning of Pride and the liberation of the gay movement. And, you know, really, it's to give the support to the LGBT plus community, their friends and families. You know, that is what a Pride stands for. And I believe in Western Supermare, we've got that right. We offer the support to friends and families. You know, it was really lovely on the gate last year to see a guy in his 40s bringing his mother and father along to the event and, you know, come on in, mum and dad, and come and enjoy the day. That, to me, was one of the highlights.
That's
of last
really
year.
That's a really nice story.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was noticeable the last couple of years that I went, that the amount of families.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would not know that it was going to be full of gay people because it was just full of people, full yes. stop. And I don't think people were worrying whether anyone was gay or straight or bi or trans.
Exactly.
It was just everyone having a good day.
And it's a celebration yeah. of equality and diversity for yeah. all.
That's what I love about these events is people together, people, human beings together having yes. a good time.
And not worrying about, you know, who or what you are. Yeah. But as long as you're respecting the person next to you's viewpoint, all's well in the world.
That's the one.
100%. It's all about building solidarity in the community and in the workplaces, getting everybody together in the same programme of respect, understanding and tolerance. And as Nigel said quite rightly, there's been so much progress that's been made, but that should not be taken for granted. So build on, keep it going and keep it growing.
Mm. Well, I think the support is good. That from, like I said, the stands around, I mentioned that because that just shows the support to Pride. The police, the councils, the ambulance service. They're all there, unions. They're yes. supporting Pride.
Yeah.
And these are non-LGBTQ organisations.
And what's really significant this year, and, you know, after going to the Safety Advisory Group, the emergency services on this year's Pride are moving forward. They're going to have a vehicle on the parade. You know, and that is a real shift for Western Supermare yeah. Pride, you know, and that's something, yeah, to cherish and, you know, to get right. And let's build on that sort of relationship that we've got with everybody. It's just, it's an honour to be working with people. And, you know, as we sort of like get warming up for Pride, you know, the local businesses coming on board and, yeah, just seeing everybody engaging with it. And whether it just be just to have a flag in the window of the little local shop, that is significant. You know, the fact that they've said yes to the rainbow flag and to get involved, that's what it's all about.
It sounds like you really are having an impact you know, across the community and in local organisations and hopefully businesses as well. So thank you so much. Unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Thank you.
But we really appreciate you, Nigel Breers, and Tim Northover from GMB Union. Nigel Breers, organiser of Western Supermare Pride, which takes place on the 28th and 29th of July. 2 days. The Pride Day is on the Saturday, and there's a Music, Comedy and Arts and Culture Day on the Sunday. You can find out more information on their website, wsmpride.com. All the information and tickets are available there. But for now, Nigel and Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Got a little little treat for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bucks Fizz there with New Beginning, Mamba Sera. And that was, well, it seemed to have gone down very well in the studio.
I enjoyed that. Do you know what that reminded me of?
Go on.
Neil Diamond album called Taproot Manuscript. He went to Africa and come back and wrote an album. And that sounds like it could have been off of that album.
Mm. Well, James, our newsreader, thought it sounded something else, didn't you? You were saying it was very festively sound.
It sounded a bit Lion King. And I've never seen The Lion King, so I quite like to go see it in theatre.
No, so I know what you mean, James.
Not in the theatre, anyway.
Yeah.
It's got a fail. Anyway, news team are in. Shall we get the news headlines?
Why not?
Stand by. Here we go.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 6th of July.
For LGBT media watchers, Gay Radio UK is back on the internet, the web-based pop and camp music station, which first transmitted in the autumn of 2009, has been offline at times in recent years. But on checking this week, on monitors found, the station was back to putting out music and some speech programmes. The station based is in Brighton, where it was friendly competition from a newly licensed FM relay for the Manchester-based station Gaydio.
Now, have you ever come across the voluntary human extinction movement? No? Well, it's culturally, if not politically, queer in the sense that, like many radical gay, bi and pan people, the movement is dedicated to changing the societal pressure to reproduce on couples, regardless of their sexuality or gender identity. The movement, which is actually more of a philosophy, sometimes called antinatalism, is active online and is sometimes linked with deep green ecology, pointing out that each new mouth to feed in the world produces massive strain on the Earth's fragile resources. During the period of new queer activism during the early 1990s, the extremely radical group Homo Cult often tilted at reproduction as an ideology in their provocative posters. Not all antinatalists want to see the human race die out, and so the movement is more of a grand coalition of people with concerns over unbridled heterosexual reproduction and the environment. Well, Amy Fleming has recently met some of the people proposing this philosophy in an article for the Guardian newspaper, and you can check out our website for useful links to her article and to the movements associated with it.
A report on London-based community station Radio Jackie says that the government is thinking of expanding the reach of the Football Offences Act to include homophobic, transphobic chanting at matches. The move is broadly welcomed by LGBT sport inclusion groups.
The largest rainbow flag ever made in the UK toured 10 towns in Cornwall on June the 23rd as part of Pride Cornwall on tour. Gay Star News reported that the tour anticipates Pride Cornwall's main festival day, which this year is in Newquay. For our overseas listeners, Cornwall is the UK's most southwesterly county, jutting out into the Atlantic and blessed with a temperate climate, sandy beaches and breathtaking scenery. But it's also a Celtic nation in its own right, with its own ancient language, which is similar to Welsh, and its own national flag and politics. The tour of the huge rainbow flag took 11 hours and took in the towns of Wadebridge, Launceston, Bodmin, St Austell, Hartlands, Hell, Marazion and Penzance. The tour was sponsored by the Eden Project and First Curnow, as well as the international LGBT charity Stonewall. Now, incidentally, if you want to hear the Cornish language spoken, you can hear a weekly hour-long programme on community stations Radio St Austell Bay, The Source in Falmouth and Coast FM in Penzance. The BBC broadcasts a news summary for 5 minutes every Sunday, or look out for adverts for Kelly's Ice Cream on commercial TV, which use this ancient language.
It has for years been the contention of gay and trans activists that people with homophobic and transphobic opinions are dangerously unstable, with explosive tempers and utter disrespect for people or property. Well, last week, this seemed to be born out in the town of Lurgan in Northern Ireland, where cash machines were destroyed and vandalised, all for displaying a rainbow emblem. Santander is an international bank and has an established LGBT group. To support its employees and customers during Pride season, it's added a rainbow to the screens of its cash points. Bigots went berserk in Lurgan, depriving hundreds of people of ATM services by wrecking the bank's cash machines and scrawling anti-gay abuse all over the public property. Speaking to the Newswire Pink News, a Santander spokesperson said, "We are appalled by this act of homophobic vandalism and have reported the incident to the police."
In football news, Avon and Somerset Constabulary have issued warnings to heterosexual male fans of football that there is no excuse for violence against women after they revealed new statistics showing that cases of domestic violence against wives and girlfriends rises by up to 38% after an England game. The Chew Valley Gazette newspaper reports that a major longitudinal study by the University of Lancaster had found that incidents of domestic violence escalated even when England win an international match. Most worrying, they say, football-related violence rates have been increasing year on year. But lest we caricature all footy fans as violent, however, we should note that there is a large and peaceable contingent of LGBT fans of this beautiful game.
And Pride in London, which takes place on Saturday, will also mark the start of the capital's Gay and Bisexual Men's Fetish Week. The series of events and workshops will also welcome of trans men. We'll cover all the mainstream fetishes that you find in our rainbow tribe, including skinheads, rubber, leather and more. For more information or to book your place, please visit our website for a link.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been James Wilkinson
and Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
We very rarely do it solo here, though. This is Shout Out. That was Clean Bandit featuring Demi Lovato and Solo. Steph seems to like that one.
I likes Clean Bandit, I do.
You likes that?
I do.
You also likes handbags, don't you?
Handbags and or heels.
And or heels. But we're going to do away with the heels now. We're talking handbags. I'm so excited. Gregorio Souza is here in the studio. He's a handbag designer to the stars, I'm told. Gregorio, great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
So, handbag designer, how long have you been? I've never met a handbag designer before.
No, this especially not one to the stars. Well, he's not supplied me with a handbag yet. Just saying.
I can see why he's in that. How did it start? Briefly, how did it start?
Well, basically, I was living in Spain. So, I have a shop was fits in shoes, handbag. So, basically, I started to make handbag for family and friends. So, you know, I just start, you know, to make design. I like to draw when I was child, you know, so I like the fashion too.
Okay.
So why don't meet together? So when I move from here, I just basically, you know, buy a sewing machine, you know, have a few leathers I bought in Spain. So I start, you know, to create using Instagram. I sell in Spain. And also have some celebrity in Miami, you know, Venezuelan celebrity because I'm Venezuela.
You're from Venezuela, originally. Yeah, okay.
Yes. So basically, you know, I have contact with some celebrity in actress I'm seeing in Spain. So step by step.
So this creative background and working with leather from an early age is what's led you now to creating some, what I can only describe as absolutely amazing designs.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, you know, just inspiring different things. So now I am working a new collection, you know, autumn, winter. So basically, I work with leathers, you know, with real leather, but farm wild, you know, animals, it's not hunting. And also, I work with vegan, you know, friendly leathers. You know, it's made by pineapple and veg.
Right, let's focus on that because I've never heard of vegan leather. Okay, so this is a plant, clearly, it's a plant based material.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you can find different ones. You can find like a plastic or just like a, this is the people used in the past. But now, you know, I am buying my material in Spain. So it's a company basically he do with the pineapple and with all the rest of the veg, you know, when the people basically threw away.
Wow, you make bags from pineapple?
I know.
That means you can, when you get fed up with it, you can eat it as well?
I know.
No. Or make a cocktail. I want one.
Calm down. This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, no, and the more impressive when you touch and when you see the quality, it's like a leather, you know, but it's friendly, you know, vegan people. So, you know, it's really nice because you can do different kind of, one handbag you can do with leather, another one you can do with.
I'm going to ask a really naive question. The colours, you've got very vibrant colours in your designs. Are you involved with that colouring process, or do you get them already coloured?
Both. You know, when I started, I just basically, you know, buy the colour, you know, in different companies that you can choose different colours. But now, you know, I am basically trying to do my own colors and my own stamp, you know, in, I think it's in bronze, in on the leather. In the new collection, it's going to be my name, you know, in all the leathers, different color, you know, mixed with yellow, because it's going to be for summer. Lila, you know, I'm going to try to do a very good one.
I've got to ask, designing handbags, you must get some unusual requests every now and then. What's the most, have you had any, you know, strange requests or unusual design requests?
Yes, actually I have. In Spain, I have a handbag, you know, the basically the person want to mix color, they basically they doesn't match, you know. Yeah, you know, I say, you know, trying to chat with the people and pursue, I say, why you don't try? I say, no, I want this color, I want these kind of things.
Does it hurt you? Oh, I can't put this, yes, possibly put this
basically
together.
You know, because she meets, I remember, like a pink with aquamarina, you know, the real color, they're really difficult. So to me was like a, you know, puzzle, you know, trying to put it all together too much. But in the end, was beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, design. That's
the person
good.
Was happy. So this is, I also now I'm using trying to do things that not much, you know, trying to match together, you know. To
so
be
you, maybe you're getting ideas from clients, from customers.
Exactly.
A two-way process like that.
Yeah. Do you use hand stitching or do you actually use a machine to stitch the materials?
Well, I cut everything, I craft everything by hand.
Yeah.
Some handbag, you know, you need to finish by hand. You know, you just have the, like a old time, you know, two needles and I start to do. But also, you know, I use a sewing machine, you know, to stay. But it's especially for handbag, I think. So trying to meet.
Is it tough to work with? Is it like, because I can imagine trying to stitch leather by hand must be really hard.
It's difficult because you need to make the hole by hand as well. You know, you can use a machine. So you need to be, it's like a really long process, you know, hard because your hands can be.
Yeah.
But it's nice when you have something in your mind that anybody understand, you know, and you're putting in paper and then you craft and then you made it. It's like, nice.
You're going from sort of from scratch, haven't you? And of course, there's the texture that goes with these materials you're working with. There's a very familiar texture, a specific texture of leather and the way it folds and
yeah, and also inside, for example, I don't like to work with fabric, you know, because, but inside trying to do a really good quality. This is why I use leather, because, but the problem with the leather, if you do one stitch out, you need to repeat everything because it's not the same with your leather.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, because if you open a hole, you know, the hole has got to be there.
So you learn quickly about your mistakes.
Yes. It's like an auto-learn myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, Gregorio, this sounds absolutely fascinating. We'd love to carry on chatting with you, but sadly we have run out of time. If people want to find out more, you've got your website, haven't you?
Yes. You can find it in www.gregoriososa.com.
Yeah,
or on Instagram at Gregorio Sosa Designer.
So we'll put the link to that, gregoriososa.com. We'll put the links to that on our website. Gregorio Sosa, thank you for enlightening
thank you
us
very much
on handbags. That's amazing stuff there.
Yes, I might have to drop the heels and just call my show handbags.
Handbags, that's right.
I've done heels.
You'll have to sponsor my show.
Yeah. So I've done shoes before so that we can chat up.
Oh, okay.
We'll let you two talk.
Thank you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, keeping that festival feeling going. That was Basement Jacks and Bingo Bango. This is Shout Out.
For more information about Shout Out Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Ooh, right, okay, so it's near the end of the show. We've run out of time, but there is enough time. Jim's popped back in the studio. James, Queen and Country, tell us more.
Good evening. With Queen and Country, just a quick roundup from the magazine. So Queen and Country spent a hot afternoon with the Bristol Bisons RC and their rural training ground. Kits were discarded, the rainbow paint smeared on sweaty bodies, and the lads happily opened up about their rugby journey and what Pride means to them. So ahead of Pride season, ahead of London Pride, ahead of Bristol Pride, we are absolutely going out with a bang, or going with a bang rather, with the Bristol Bisons.
So when's that edition out?
That edition is coming out tomorrow, so you can head straight to the Queen and Country Magazine website, www.queenandcountrymagazine.co.uk, and we're on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook as well.
Mm. Look forward to that.
That was, of course, all for artistic content.
Absolutely.
And no other reason.
No other reason but creative and kind of aesthetic all the way.
They are very impressive looking guys, I have to say. The Bristol Bikes,
they got
very handsome.
They got big muscles.
Very handsome. Yes, if you like big muscles.
I mean, I just think any sports person, it's great to see the human body being put, you know, not overexerted, but being pushed and trained and refined. I like that sort of thing. It's getting very hot. Shall we move on? Talking of heat, Terry, you've been doing a bit of research for us because the weather at the moment, how's everyone coping with that?
Well, not too bad, actually. I'm of the philosophy that it'll soon be autumn and we'll all be moaning again, as British people do. So let's enjoy every day. Well, I think I'll tell you another way out is
volunteer for loads of shows and sit in the studio.
Yes, an air-conditioned studio, community radio, yes.
But there is a serious point. I mean, if we're outdoors, we've got to look after ourselves and stay hydrated, and particularly if you're at festivals and prides, you've got to watch for the UV radiation as well.
Use high factor sun cream and so on. And also, just be aware of your general surroundings at Pride, not just in terms of the weather, but in terms of your personal safety as well. Go to avp.org, which is a New York lesbian and gay violent anti-violence project, and they've got loads of Pride advice.
avp.org.
Yeah, anti-violence project.
Oh, amazing stuff. Thank you for that, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, right on cue, that is the end of the show. That's it for this week, as we head into a busy Pride weekend. Now, if you can't get along in person, shout out. We'll be broadcasting live from Bristol Pride on Saturday.
We certainly will. Tune in to BCFM 93.2 for FM or online at shoutoutradio.lgbt to catch the music and hear us speaking to the artists as well.
Well, next week, we'll hear from Ambition School Leadership. For now, though, from all of us here at Shoutout, it's goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.